Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everyone. So we have our bonus round to my podcast with Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, and we talked a ton about the importance of protein, nutrition, and training, and also why it gets more important as we get older to actually make sure we're hitting these marks. And I know it gets confusing. There's information coming from all places. You know, when do I eat carbohydrates? What kind of protein? What if I'm a vegetarian or a vegan? What can I do? And, you know, am I throwing my money away if I'm buying branched chain amino acid products and things like that? So what I decided on this one, because I'm not a doctor, clearly, is to actually ask her specifically these sort of, you know, 7 or 8 questions. And here are her answers. So this will be a bonus round with her actually speaking. So we answer and cover how much protein, why, what does protein actually do for our bodies and to our bodies, why 1 gram per ideal body weight, and why so, you know, why these numbers, why 30 to 55 grams per meal, and what are the important things to remember about our first and last meal of the day. And so when we get into protein and into considering consuming it, how do I, in relationship, think about fat, carbs, and cholesterol now? And what about taking supplements? Am I throwing my money away? You know, we talk a lot in the show about BCAAs, branched chain amino acids, and am I wasting money? And for me personally, I get asked a lot about brands that are important to me or trustworthy. And again, I'm not going to, for me personally, I'll use brands like Pure or Thorne. But again, I think this is a personal journey. However, you want to be mindful of things that have a ton of fillers. And really, you know, weirdly, there's stuff in supplements that you think, why would it even be there? So I'll just share with you personally, I tend Pure and Thorne. I do not work with these companies, but I certainly am not telling you what to do. If you have a brand that you use other supplements, by all means, do that. We also cover leucine. And, you know, why did we talk so specifically about leucine? Why was this one picked out of the crowd of BCAAs, and what does it specifically do, and where can I get it? And finally, mTOR. So Dr. Lyon gives a re-explanation, brief one on mTOR, why it's important. There's things about it. There's sort of a confusing or bad rap around it, and what really you guys should know specifically about mTOR. So we tried to pull out these points from the show. I would still encourage you to listen to the show because there is sort of a ton of nuanced information in there. And then finally, in wrapping this up, I said I would put some things in play, and it's been a couple weeks since I had this conversation. And so what I've done a little more consciously is making sure I hit those protein marks and I have supplemented. Now, I personally also will use a company, and it is expensive, called Nutraceutics. Again, I do not work with them, and I will use their amino acids. So what I'm trying to do is I tried to make sure I got the amount for my ideal body weight right now. And it's okay, you can laugh. I'm at 182. I sort of jumped 5 pounds in the last 4 months, and I haven't really moved off of it. I added a little more cardio. I say not to get vulnerable to the scale, but then I'm like, why do I have an extra 5 pounds? My clothes are not really fitting that differently, and I'm not really lifting more weight, so I can't use that whole thing of like, well, you know, muscle weighs more than fat, but I seem to be 182. So what I decide is I've always felt really good at about 175, So I'm eating that many grams of protein. What I have noticed, I do have a little more energy. I feel less sore. I have been recovering more. And I feel pretty lean. So this has just been in a couple weeks. The other thing is I want to say, though, that I have been doing a few things differently simultaneously. I've been adding more stretching, so that could add to feeling less sore. Something really that I appreciate is my friend Kelly Starrett. He talks a lot about stretching before bed. Nothing crazy, maybe two or three moves, and you'll be way less sore when you get up the next day. So if you're training a lot and, you know, you get tired of feeling beat up, you know, you get out of bed and you're creaky. You know, this is very common. Both Laird and I joke, like, you know, you should see what we look like when we wake up in the morning. It's like, we're like 140 years old. And then you start to move and things open up and all that. So another little thing I've added was, and Kelly has a program called the Ready State, which I highly recommend that you check them out, is doing these few stretches before bed. So I have added that. That has been different. And I've been experimenting a little bit with microdosing, nothing crazy, 2-3 times a week, and just seeing how that kind of impacts my homeostasis. So I'm sharing with you all of the things I have done the same and differently. I think there's something to it. But again, this is always a really personal quest. So I invite you to experiment because I think it's important. And also, like, if you're a female and you have your cycle, that adds a whole other layer of complexity. So it's just really important to know yourself and do that. So I hope you like Dr. Lyon's kind of encapsulated answers. And I really just always appreciate you guys spending time with me.
Okay, so starting with question number one, how much protein? So the current RDA is 0.8 grams per kilogram. This is what we know to be the bare minimum to prevent deficiencies. More ideal is 1 gram per pound ideal body weight, or at a more optimal range, 1.6 grams per kilogram. Here are the following reasons why. Protein is necessary for rebuilding and repairing every tissue in the body. As we age, there's a decrease in the body's ability to keep up with something called protein turnover, meaning making all the cells, whether it's intestine, liver, muscle. It ends up being a sign of aging. So making sure an individual has optimal protein is critical, especially as an individual is becoming more mature. And then, of course, the obvious is skeletal muscle. When you meet the needs of muscle by having 1 gram per pound ideal body weight, you meet the needs of everything else, neurotransmitters, liver turnover, everything else that the body would need. Okay, so there's that. Number two, 30 to 55 grams per meal. The reason is because this maximizes muscle protein synthesis. So essentially it triggers the muscle. And what we know is that muscle either is stimulated or it's not. It's not partially stimulated. And if you eat sub-threshold while you're getting protein throughout the day, you're not doing everything you can to actually turn on and trigger muscle. What are the important things to remember about your first and last meal of the day? I would say the most important thing to understand is that you are coming out of, for that first meal, whenever you eat it, you are coming out of an overnight fast. Your body is primed to utilize those nutrients. It's primed for muscle stimulation. Hitting a higher amount of protein, really a minimum of 30 grams to an upward of 55 grams is ideal for that first meal. And then that last meal, having another high dose of protein will put you in a good position to go into an overnight fast. The other thing I would say is to keep carbohydrates under 40 grams per both of those meals if they are not around exercise. The reason is to minimize insulin response. So taking into So taking protein into consideration, how do I think about fats, carbs, and cholesterol now? Cholesterol, dietary cholesterol has no impact. In fact, that was taken out of the guidelines in 2015. The body will make its own cholesterol and has a cholesterol set point. Of course, excess carbohydrates can increase triglycerides, but you know, cholesterol in and of itself is largely set point related. Fats and carbohydrates, I think about carbohydrates in a meal distribution, and fats just need to fall in line with your total calorie load. Are supplement BCAAs a waste of money? No, actually. One way in which you can do this is you can utilize branched-chain amino acids if you're vegan or vegetarian with a plant source of protein. That would be one way to use it in a meal. Or if you're eating fish and perhaps fish is, you're only having 3 ounces of fish, adding a scoop of branched chains will bring that up to a, quote, higher quality of protein. The next question is leucine. Why is this one picked out of the crowd? What is it doing for me? Where can I get it? Leucine is one of the essential amino acids. It's a branched chain amino acid. You must get it through the diet. It is in high amounts in animal-based products, and it is the key amino acid for triggering muscle. The key amino acid for triggering muscle. And when I say trigger muscle, what do I mean? I mean muscle health. So that's really important. Does it exist in some plant-based proteins or some plants? It does, but at much lower amounts, not typically enough to stimulate muscle protein synthesis. So that answers that question. And actually, I was trained by the individual who discovered leucine as a meal threshold, Dr. Don Lehman. mTOR is mechanistic target of rapamycin. It is a growth regulator. It's in all cells. It gets a bad rap because it is a growth promoter. And when people think of cancer, they think of growth promotion, and they oftentimes link mTOR to growth promotion. So there's that. mTOR is stimulated in skeletal muscle specifically by amino acids. That is not bad. That is good. mTOR is also stimulated by exercise, which is good. When you think about mTOR and cancer and those relationships, that's really about excess calories, excess carbohydrates, and mTOR in liver or pancreas or somewhere else.
That wraps it up for today. Make sure to follow us on Spotify for free episodes and subscribe to The Gabby Reece Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me at Gabby Reece on Instagram and Twitter. Aloha.